Have you, in working with people here, I know some of the staff, and you've worked with some of the people in Rwanda, the staff in Rwanda. Is there a difference, do you find, between the Rwanda people who you work with and the people from other countries in terms of what you find and what you must do?
Of course, for a, you know, if you read a newspaper, if I read a newspaper of something is happening in X country, if somebody from X country is reading the same newspaper, the effect is different. And the same also applies for Rwandese. When they hear about, or then or a weakness comes to say, I mean, to tell the story, if there is somebody from a different country, of course, he will feel more detached from the story. A Rwandese will associate what happened. It will bring back memories of the event. It might bring back memories of the event. So also the person might feel, you know, this is what we call identification. You feel over-identified. Yeah. With a foreigner, somebody who's listening the same story, the over-identification is, I mean, is less. Mm-hmm. So that is the...
One of the questions I wondered about with respect to Rwandese is, who were not there when it happened, but, and perhaps discussed with you, is I thought about if I had been there, what would have happened? Have you had discussions like that?
I think, yeah, it's also because I believe some people are looking at the problem from inside the box. Yeah. I will probably not be as objective, and I will not provide probably a bit the same support if I was during the genocide. Mm-hmm. If I was myself during the genocide, my ability to provide support will be different. I will not say, it's difficult to say, but being outside the box, it's a lot of, it's a different perspective you have. Yeah. So you see the problem because you are not part of the problem. If I was during the genocide in Rwanda, I will have my own trauma to deal with. So I think that, yeah, it's important to also to understand this.
And let me ask another sort of shade of that same question. Have you found a difference between staff who are stationed in Rwanda, whatever their background, whether they're Rwandese or something else, and staff that are stationed here in your own, in dealing with the staff?
So, you know, it's always probably is that I will only talk about the perception of people.
Sure.
Yeah, people always, I mean, we believe people in the Rwandese, the national, international staff, they feel that, okay, this is a sort of capital, so they are the province. But in terms of dynamic, of course, in a small office, people are more cohesive. Because many of them probably, many even of the international were during the genocide, there is a very strong bond. You know, if you and me, we suffer a critical incident together, we will be bound for life.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So,
you and your roommate suffered not the same, but you were there, you were together when you heard about it.
So so we are, and we also see the people who suffer in Afghanistan was the same. Also, people who suffer together, critical incident, they were almost they were very almost died together. There is a bond between them, and they will stay forever.
There is a physician here, Dr. Epay, I think is her name, and I don't know if there's any other, if there are any other physicians. Have you sometimes needed to call upon them for either medication or some other kind of assistance when you're dealing with?
We do work in collaboration. We do refer. I do refer to her, and because there are times that people need not only counseling. If I see somebody who is depressed, and might be beneficial for the person to get medication. But very often I refer outside outside RCTR, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or with Dr. Epe, we started a program on awareness of alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. So we have done this project together. Okay. And
you mentioned that you were one of the people who helped get the AA Alcoholics Anonymous started.
Yeah, right. I was one of the who pushed to make this happen.
Right. And was she involved in that project with you?
No, she was not involved in that project, yeah.
But she has been working with you here about issues of alcoholism.
Yeah.
Okay.